Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Conversation, the weekly conversation that I hope you feel part of. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful program for you today. America cannot be intimidated, and those who try will soon be joining the long list of enemies who declare to test our mettle. Think about that. Also, something Donald Trump said, I'm going to talk about my experiences in 9/11 and remembering that and as it was yesterday and that going forward. Chick-fil-A has opened its doors, one of its doors, to a church on Sunday. Wow. Awesome. They got my vote. The S&P closes at a record high. That's right. The S&P 500 closed at a record high for 30th straight time. You know, 30th time. Not necessarily in a row, but amazing. You know, it's just awesome. Because it means nothing when Trump does it, but when Obama did it, look at the stock market. That's how they blamed and acted like this country is doing great, because look at the stock market under Obama. But under Trump, it doesn't mean anything. Authorities warned you. What was it in Texas? You loot, we shoot. And in Florida, a bunch of looters. They're going to prison. Oh, Lord. Lord, help them. No. Hey, that's what you get, you know. Hillary Clinton on Sunday, in her first TV interview since Election Day, said that she was gobsmacked, wiped out after losing the presidential election. Like, anyone really cares anymore? It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 excuses, 13, 14, whatever the heck. Who knows? I've lost count of what she's, you know, I mean, we're going to be like, she's going to be in her deathbed. Well, the reason why I lost all those years ago, I mean, really, no one cares. Guess what? UEFA Champions League started today, and we're back. I'm going to get into that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of. Colossians 3:16. Let the message about Christ and all its riches fill your lives. Teach our counsel. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. Think about it as you're going through your evening today or whatever, and kind of a dry throat. But welcome to the conversation you're a part of, folks. Wow. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. As Donald J. Trump, he came out to a rally and talked about, you know, 9/11 and all this stuff and with survivors there, you know. He basically said, America cannot be intimidated, and those who will try will soon join the long list of enemies who declared to test our mettle. And I love it because, you know, I have said this before, though, you know, I mean, you look at North Korea, the DPRK, you know, if he does nothing and they attack us first, why didn't he do anything? But then if he attacks first, he's going to get screwed no matter what he does, you know. But that's kind of how that goes, you know. But I remember sitting there and I was on cloud nine on that day because I'm like, this is freaking awesome, folks. The first movie, Hans Gruber, you know, because it's not Christmas until Hans Gruber falls from the Nakatomi Plaza building, Century City. Okay? Looks like we're going to need some more than the Methi Eye guys. You got a building. What was part two? An airport. Planes. And I'm like, they genius. They put them together. Planes and big towers. This is, I can't wait to see that in the movie. I gotta get going though, man. I got catering. I was running a catering operation. I'm so busy. I got so much to do. I have to order seafood. I have to do all the stuff. I'm gonna be slammed. As we were doing all these pharmaceutical parties, we're like, okay, we're gonna talk about pyrazidazine, 18 milligrams. And the pharmaceutical company, you know, you bake, you do a huge dinner, and a pharmaceutical rep comes in, and then you have, they invite doctors to come, pyrazidazine, you know, whatever. And when you do this, they talk about the drug, and you feed all these doctors and all this stuff. Pharmaceutical company pays for it, and no expense is spared, you know. And they learn about new drugs or drugs that have been out for a while. And long story made short, I had a ton of those that week. And we had like investment meetings where more like people come and they talk about investments and stuff. And they go over their portfolios and stuff with the group. And we were doing caterings for these and all kinds of stuff. And I no more than turn the TV off. And I go to get in the shower, and the phone rings, and my mom answers it, and she goes, turn the TV on right now. A plane just hit the Twin Towers. I said, what? A commercial airliner just hit the Twin Towers. Turn the TV on now. Something is majorly wrong. And that's when I realized, this ain't no movie. And, of course, we had to deal with the fact that, ma'am, okay, I live in Lafayette, Indiana. Tippecanoe County, where Purdue University is at the time, you know. And I'm like, okay, let me see here. Gee, we're not near the ocean. Every plane has been grounded. No one can go up in a plane except for military and Air Force One. How are we getting seafood flown in here? We can't do seafood. We had like almost every event canceled. That Notre Dame game, which is a huge, huge, huge weekend, that was canceled. I mean, it was one of those where normally we'd have like 200 people on the books, 240 people on the books, and that was not including walk-ins. Nightmare. And just crazy. And I lost a friend that day, and would have lost me, too, if I would have went and said, hey, let's go to New York. But he's from there. I wasn't. So, you know, and we'll never forget that day. I can hear you. Pretty soon the whole world will hear you. And the people that knock down these buildings are going to hear you. And I've seen all the videos. Because I've had people that will tell you. I know people that are structural engineers that said, I've known people that were there at 9/11 and said, well, what they said on TV doesn't even come close to matching what they saw in real life. You know, what you saw on TV, what they said happened. There's a video from CNN where these people said they heard an explosion right before the towers came down, and I've only seen that once. I mean, I don't know what to believe. There was like a guy that said that, he goes, oh, I've been in the demolition business my whole life. Those planes came down in demolition fashion. I don't, you know, and if those planes got, if those towers got hit by a plane, they wouldn't have come down in demolition fashion and all this. And those planes, I've been told that they were meant to withstand a plane, like the planes that hit it. And I've heard others where they said, oh no, those were bigger and this and that. I've heard it all, so I don't know what to believe. I just know we lost a bunch of American lives that day, and we will never forget. This is a great, great, great story, because with all the hurricanes and all this stuff, like Hurricane Steve Harvey and all that stuff, just have to do that, because, you know, I mean, I'm just waiting for there to be a Hurricane Urkel. What's up, Steve Urkel? Hurricane Steve Urkel, but, you know, this is a great story. Chick-fil-A opens its doors to a displaced church in Virginia. A Chick-fil-A restaurant in Sandusky, Virginia, has opened its doors on Sundays and not to serve chick food restaurant is allowing a displaced congregation from the White Oaks Community Church to conduct its meetings inside the eatery until the group has found a more permanent place. And I guess one of the guys works there, goes to church at this facility. And there you go. I thought about being a manager there one time just because I'd have Sundays off. So I can go to church. I don't know. I'm kind of done with that type of work. But just so I can have Sundays off. Because they were at Nico. I kind of lodged and they were told, you know, they couldn't be there anymore and all this because the building wasn't right. And so it's just kind of neat to see a Chick-fil-A open up its doors. I think it's kind of cool, you know, because they don't have to do that. The owner didn't have to say. He could have said, well, he just knew what the owners would do. He knew what the owners would do. You know, they would open up their doors. I told you this the other day, on Thursday, in the last conversation that we had. Watch as Houston City Councilman begs people not to donate to the Red Cross. I love it. Thank you, Councilman Dave Martin. I didn't even look up to see if he's a Democrat or Republican, but like when they had the earthquakes in Haiti, $9.6 billion was raised. They can't account for half that money. There's like six houses built, like hardly anything done. Mark's remarks regarding the Red Cross can be read in full. Now, my last rant will be on the Red Lost. I'm sorry, the Red Cross. Because the Red Cross, if anyone wants to donate money to the Red Cross, please call me. I beg you not to send them a penny. They are the most inept and organized organization that I've ever experienced. I have been in Kingwood fighting this thing, and we have not seen one person, not a single person from the Red Cross, yet every time I turn on the TV, they're receiving multi hundreds of millions of dollars. What are you guys doing with it? How many contractors are you helping us with? So to this day, many days after the hurricane hit, I've not seen a single person in Kingwood or Clear Lake that's a representative of the Red Cross. You know who has opened the shelters? We did. You know who sent water and supplies? We did. People didn't have cots. We got them blankets. We didn't get a darn thing from the Red Cross. So if anyone wants to send them money, don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Send it to other causes. That was one that was telling you about how they refused this money. They refused all this. This guy spent, not money, but he sent money and all this stuff in a And he goes, okay, I'm taking my money. I'm sending it to get this gas and filling up my plane and doing all this stuff. And they flew down with all these burgers and they refused. And, oh, we're not going to accept it and all this stuff. So. It's interesting, you know. That's why you be careful who you donate to charities to, because who knows who's getting it. You know, who knows? Just trust in God and he'll send you to the right people. You know, because I guess a bunch of people thought that, look at this. Guess what, folks? I don't know if you know this, but hurricane came. Everyone fled. Not really, folks. No, they didn't. what was that sign that they had in Texas? You loot, we shoot. There have been many deaths attributed to just that, where people literally broke into a house thinking, hey, they're gone. You know, they fled the scene and nope, they're at home with a shotgun ready to protect their family and their belongings. And sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na, hey, goodbye. You know, that's what you get. You know, you don't follow biblical principles, and that's what happens. I mean, here we are in the midst of utter chaos, and you're going to loot someone and try to rob and steal. I don't get it, you know. People have lost everything, and you're going to loot a... Foot Locker? Really? Or as CNN would say, you know, they would have two headlines, you know. Red Cross volunteers saving shoes from utter disaster. Or, well, what we really have here is we have racist mofos because, you know, signaling these people out as looters, you know, that's just racist, you know. I mean, they have to be, you know, a liberal wouldn't be calling them looters, because you know that's just conservative, you know, that's just anti-help, you know, I mean, that's just wrong. I mean, they're just racist if you think that, well, they're looters. Well, they're looters, and they're in jail. They're going to prison for stealing. Yeah, I love it because I'm because they'll try to call us racist because we're calling a spade. Sorry, but that dude, they were looting a store. They're looting a store. They're going to prison. But that's how this system works, though. When you break the law, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. And like, they thought they were going to get away. There's a guy filming them the whole time. Okay, here's all the evidence you need. Yep, and good luck, because I got some close-ups. You know, of course, we're anti-Black Lives Matter, anti-Antifa, black people hating racists because, you know, we want to turn someone in. So what if it was a Native American? So what if it was a white Irish person and they're doing that? I'd be like, hang their ass too. Throw them in the jail and throw away the key. And nothing to do with race, folks. That's the whole situation we're in. You know. Like Hillary Clinton has said America's great. Bill Clinton has said it. Obama said it. I can list 50 things that Obama did that liberals are bitching about Donald Trump for doing. Because they don't know any better. Donald Trump is a racist. What we need to do is get a bunch of us out there supporting Hillary Clinton for the reason that they hate Donald Trump. Oh, I voted for Hillary Clinton for the same reason why you don't like Donald Trump. That's what we need to do. Freak him out. Oh, yeah, she was a Goldwater girl. Yeah, she wanted to resegregate America, and she's never publicly, as far as I know, come out and, you know, yeah. Well, let me rephrase that. Yes, I was proud to be one back in the day, but now I denounce that. But she's also the same person that was 9,000,000% against gay marriage, and all of a sudden she's like, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, it's the same. Like I would tell these Democrats, if I ever ran into a rally, I'd be like, you know what? You're the same mofo that's going to bitch me out and curse me out because I wouldn't bake a cake for a gay couple, per se. You guys are, we got to have equality here. You know, you're gonna crap all over my Christianity, but you're going to force me. How dare you force my religion on you? How dare you have a cross up? You're pushing your beliefs on me by making me look at a cross or a nativity scene. But I'm forced to make a cake for a gay couple and forced to be pushed by your beliefs. How does that make sense? You're pushing your belief on me by making me watch something or do something. Okay. You're forcing me to participate in a gay marriage, which I don't believe in. Y'all know my stance if you've listened to the conversation before. But okay, like I have to perform pretty soon, whether you like it or not, you're going to be forced to perform marriage between two women or two men, whether you believe in it or not. But then they're going to bitch at you because you're not, if you don't want to do it and you fight it, oh, you're not, that's not right. You know, I mean, you need to have, that's wrong, man, because even though they're pushing their belief on you, you can't push yours on them. You know, you have to perform, you have to do a wedding ceremony and marry two girls or two guys. You're a bigot if you don't want to do that, but then if you have a nativity scene up, oh, how dare you? I have to believe in Jesus because you have a nativity scene up. Because you have a cross on your door, I have to believe in Jesus. No, you don't. It's 100% wrong. You do it. You know, if I don't want to do the cake thing, how dare you? You know, they're intolerant. You're intolerant, but then they're not tolerant of your view. You're intolerant because you don't, and a bigot because you don't believe what they want, but they don't ever look at your views. They don't care about your views. And that's basically how it is. And that's how these. You know, turning around, because I guess Trump is getting involved in a cake baker that refused to bake a cake. And I got into it with someone. Well, I said, first of all, that's money. Me making a cake for a gay couple, I don't care less. If he wants to marry a donkey, if he wants to make love to a donkey, I don't care. That's his life choice. Okay. Show me how you're tolerant of my view if you're saying he's a bigot because he refuses to make the cake, then how are you tolerant of our views? You know, I'm going to be forced, if I'm a pastor, to marry a gay couple against my beliefs, and I'm a bigot if I wouldn't do that, but if there's a cross on my door on my house, oh, you're forcing me to believe in Jesus Christ. You can't. How dare you? You know, it's You're intolerant of my beliefs, but I got to be tolerant of your beliefs. That makes no sense. Because they don't make sense. Liberals don't. They bitch and piss and moan about everything Trump's doing, but when Obama was doing some of the same things, they were praising him. This is kind of an up-and-coming thing, and I want to get into this now, because in Indiana, officials are considering ridding the handgun carry license. Because in Indiana, some states, I think it's Utah, that if you have their concealed carry permit or their permit to carry a handgun, it's so hard to get that you can carry in, like, 27 states. Indiana, there isn't. Some states, you have a conceal and carry permit, and you have a, like, an open carry, so you can carry either way. Indiana, I use the conceal and carry. In some states, they have it, like, where if you're, like, okay, you either open carry or you conceal carry. If you can barely see it, then that's, you know, I've heard, you know. Some people, if you open carry, they will go out of their way to try to find, oh, you're doing something wrong, how dare you, you know. Still think even if they have no permit, I'm assuming there's still going to be some sort of background check you have to go through to prove you are who you are. That way, at least you can say, yes, my name is Kyle Wookout. I don't think you should have to have a permit per se, but there should be something that says, yes, that says, this, I am the legal owner of this gun, you know, that when they look it up, you know, and this just proves that I have this, you know, something, you know. So, I mean, if they eliminate the permit, I can see that, but I just want to have, like, somebody that's like a, what would you call that, like a schizophrenic getting a hold of handguns. Indiana State Police fiscal impact statement shows the department anticipates losing $5.2 million next year and $5.3 million in 2019 if the bill passes. It's a lot of money. See, some states, because they have a lifetime permit, so mine's good forever. But what they're also doing is, in some states, before you can even get a permit to buy a gun, you have to actually, before you can buy a gun, you have to get a permit, and the permit, you have to take classes to know how to load the gun, how to clean the gun, and some of them, okay, you have to learn how to, more than just one type, you know. I don't know. It's kind of a catch-22. A lot of people are afraid that if you get rid of the permit, you know, so you don't have to have any type of license, that who knows who's going to have guns. It's going to make it easier, because I still think there's going to be a background check. You're still going to have to do something to prove you are who you are. But then there's going to be people that say, hey, I paid for my permit license. I want money back. But then I don't know, because I think my permit allows me to use my permit. How do I say this? It allows me to have my gun in Michigan. Because some states, they accept Indiana's permit. Some states, they don't. I guess Illinois is very, 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 like Chicago. I've had my gun in Chicago, and I guess you can't. I've been in downtown Chicago with it. I guess I could have gotten in big trouble if they would have known that. But, like, where I go, you know, I've open carry. I usually just put it in my back and have it to where, okay, if it's seeable, it's seeable. If it's not, it's not. I don't care. Got about 30 minutes left in the program, just under that. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are. But, you know, as long as there's a way to ensure that they know who's getting the guns, like if there's a background check just to make sure that, you know, then I'm okay with it, because I just want to make sure that the people who are getting the guns, so you know it's not some psycho, you know, that you can at least have some sort of clarification on it. that way. But in Indiana, you have one permit. You know, I usually conceal and carry, but more for the element of surprise. That way, if something, if I'm ever in a mire and something goes down, okay, where are they? Okay, let me see here. Okay, what do I do? I got seven bullets. Okay, let's see, I want to get into this because this has been kind of, this is a big thing right now. Republicans will have hell to pay if they fail on tax reform. And that's a big, big thing that's going to happen right now. If, you know, and Donald Trump wants to do like a major tax cut and give a lot of money back to the people. But to me, Donald Trump could give every American taxpayer 10 grand check that you cash. And let me tell you, there'd be people that'd be like, okay. Nope. Noper-doper. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Noper-doper. That's right. You're screwed. And they would still say he sucks. So what? Well, I give us 10 more, like, that's nothing. Okay, well, Hillary Clinton wouldn't give me anything. See, that's what they would, no matter what Trump does, no matter what kind of thing he does, Democrats are never going to support it, because even if it's something that Barack Obama did, they would still say, whatever. No, they would still, because they do that now. Every president, including Barack Obama, has done travel restrictions. All these Democrats are like, oh, we need to ban travel from these countries and these people and all this stuff. And that's how it is. People don't get that, though. They don't. It's like when James Comey, oh, we need to fire him. We need to fire him. We need to fire him. No, they weren't. Liberals wanted to. When they're investigating Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, we need to fire him. But now that Trump, how dare he gets rid of Comey? He fires him because he's okay. And, it's the same old that keeps going over. I mean, no matter what Trump does with this tax reform, same thing with healthcare, it couldn't matter. Unless Trump does I would love to have Trump say he's going to do a single payer healthcare system and see what liberals say, because that's what liberals want. And there's already talk about them. You know, this senator has already pushed his support and signed his support for a single-payer bill that's in the legislation. They want to get a single-payer healthcare system. That was the whole point of Obamacare. If you listen to my program and have for a long time, I've said that before Obama. I've said that for years, that Obamacare was designed to fail to put in a single-payer healthcare system. And that's what is happening. I told him, we need something we could win. I said, Obamacare was designed to fail on purpose. Obamacare was designed so that you could bring a single-payer healthcare system into it. Remember that day when they said, they had a family from Boston that went into a healthcare office and they got a plan, and they were so happy and so elated that they came back with donuts and coffee and stuff for all the workers. I'm like, I wouldn't give a government worker crap. They're a government worker. They're probably making $50 an hour, government pay, government benefits. When they retire, and they're going to get like hearing aids for free, this for free. Like those iron workers that get like $50 for being an iron worker for the union. Then they get 20 onto that for danger pay. Then they get, working at a 6-inch steel beam above 40 feet in the air. See, and this and that. Before you know it, they're getting like $79 an hour. Then they get like quadruple time if it's a holiday and they gotta work. I'm just saying, folks. Oh, these rants are weird tonight, but hey. I mean, that's just how this thing goes down. But, oh, they bought them donuts and coffee and all this stuff to all the workers because, oh, this Obamacare was so great. Obamacare sucks. Republicans suck. The ones that are true Republicans. You know, but look. They've had how many? Okay, even when Obamacare was being shoved down our throats, they could have been coming up with something that, well, here's way better. But why would they? Why do they don't care? They're not having to be involved in this crap. They're not. I would just, like I told my friend, I said, here you go. I have a friend that if it wasn't for him liking and believing in Jesus, his savior would be Barack Obama. And I'm like, yeah, and we got into it and I said, yeah, the only crowning achievement your president has in his signature crowning achievement is Obamacare. Well, what good is, and it's so wonderful that he's exempt from it. And whenever I tell liberals that, I'm like, yeah, your president, Barack Obama, that you voted for, his crowning achievement, the one major thing he did was introduce a health care bill with his name on it that he's exempt from using. Isn't that interesting? What would you think if George Bush came up with a George Bush health care plan and he was exempt from using it? All the liberals would be having hairs, they'd be going ballistic. They'd be losing their vocal cords, screaming and yelling because he's exempt from it. I don't remember one liberal screaming or yelling, why are they exempt from it? Why is Donald J. Trump exempt from the health care bill? He wasn't even in the Oval Office. Obama was. If Trump would have done a health care bill like Obama and he was exempt, the liberals would be going AWOL. Pardon me. But, you know, I don't remember hearing one liberal scream about how politicians were exempt from Obamacare, and I mean Democrats and Republicans. This is what it's all about. Finally, got someone like Tim Tebow, and what does he do as I move on? He's spending time with a World War II vet at a shelter during Hurricane Irma. Yeah, that's what real sports heroes do. That's what real sports heroes do because they're role models. They don't sit on their butt and sit down and I'm not standing up for the national anthem. Okay, well then, to anyone that sits down and doesn't stand for the national anthem, I got one question for you. Why are you even in this country? Why are you even here? Why don't you go to North Korea and pull that crap? I just want to know that. I want to know that. Why? You know, Tim Tebow is a role model. I can't say much about this place, but, you know, because we go from that to this. And this is how yin-yang this country is. And that's kind of what I want to get bring out in this thing, that there's some goods and there's bads in this country. America's not perfect, but Pizza Hut threatens evacuating Florida employees with disciplinary action. Well, someone goes, well, that's misleading. Well, if I work for Pizza Hut and I do something, I represent Pizza Hut. This is a franchise. This is a, I don't know if Pizza Hut has franchises or if they own all the stores or whatever, but this is to all team members in this Florida Pizza Hut. As Hurricane Irma approaches, I wanted to send this note. Our number one responsibility is the safety and security of our team. But we also have a responsibility and a commitment to our community to be there when they need us. With that, we need some guidelines in place to ensure both of these exemptions are met. As a general rule of thumb, we close stores 6 to 12 hours before a storm hits or a night before if a daytime storm comes. Let RGM know, the regional general manager, if you plan to evacuate and when you plan to return after the storm. If evacuating, you will have 24-hour period before storm grace period, basically, to not be scheduled. You cannot evacuate Friday for a Tuesday storm event. Failure to show for these shifts, regardless of reason, will be considered no-call, no-shows. And documented will be issued. You know, you'll be getting like disciplinary stuff signed. Please prepare now. We have plenty of time to prepare. Do not wait until the day before the storm to get your supplies. Evacuation is that all PMs work scheduled shift until the storm-related store closure unless evacuating, then a 24-hour period will be given. Basically, they want your butt to stay there until the managers and Pizza Hut basically there say, we're going to close this store. Again, failure to do these shifts, you're going to get disciplinary action. In the event of an evacuation, you must return within 72 hours. So no matter how bad, now I'm assuming this is only if the store is functional. If the store floods, you know, that's just ridiculous. If the governor says leave now, oh, well, you have to stay here. Pizza Hut says it's a $7 an hour job. Okay. I'd say, well, the governor told me to leave, and that's what I'm doing. I don't care. I'm leaving on a jet plane, and I don't know when I'm coming back, and bye-bye. Sayonara, Sodom. I don't get that, but that's just me. Pizza Hut, Pizza Hut, we love Pizza Hut. No, we're not works the hut. Don't worry, folks, we got an F5 hurricane coming, but don't worry, tornadoes. We got an earthquake, tornado, hurricane. Oh, you can't leave work. Oh, it's sorry, folks, you're stuck here. I mean, you're gonna flood. You're gonna evacuate now. Too late. And I'm wondering if like there's like a period where, if it's, you know, what if they don't close the store? I mean, what if the? I don't know. Hey, folks, we've decided at Pizza Hut we're gonna stay open the whole time during the hurricane, so you can't go nowhere. I don't get it. I don't know. I want to get into this because, oh, Al Sharpton and all these black people are saying that, oh, Kid Rock is racist and all this stuff, you know, because Allen because Kaepernick is disrespecting this country. When I tell Al Sharpton, I say, if you support Colin Kaepernick and you want to kneel during the national anthem, then I advise you turn in your, I'll advise Donald Trump to make sure to find out how we can revoke your citizenship and throw your ass out of this country. I honestly, say whatever the hell you want about me, but if you don't stand for the national anthem, you should have your citizenship revoked and you should be thrown out of this country if you don't respect our national anthem. Bottom line. Trump wants to get rid of DACA. Oh my gosh. He wants to preserve jobs for legal Americans, not these people that, oh, we're going to go on vacation to America and hopefully my wife gives birth while we're there so that then we can claim the child is an American, and you know, and then they have to, then we're going to get the baby paid for and all this stuff, and we're going to get all this free crap. All these, I have never seen, I hate to say it, but when I read about the civil rights movement during history class, I feel like we're living that right now. Is America worse off now with civil rights than they were during the civil rights era? I don't know, but I couldn't imagine. I feel like we're living civil rights all over again, the civil rights era. I support Kid Rock, and if me and my wife were to move to go to Michigan, he's got my vote 10 times over. You know, how he's got ties to white supremacist groups because he's against people kneeling during, he's against people disrespecting the national anthem. That's right. Big Rock. Well, they got to do something because I guarantee you, I bet you they spent probably at least $100 million, if not more, trying to find anything on Kid Rock. I bet you they spent at least $100 million to try to find any unpaid parking ticket, anything. Elementary school library book he forgot to return, anything. Anything to discredit him. I guarantee you if Kid Rock gets on the nomination, there will be women saying that he raped them all. There'll be, you mark my words, they will do anything and everything. Trump was the most upstanding person, and all of a sudden he went for president, and then he turned into the white Bill Cosby. Because they don't care. It's not about this. Like I told one of my friends, I said, well, okay, show me a poor politician. Show me a Democrat or a Republican that is hurting for money. No, they've all got private Lear jets. They got pilots. They've got five or six houses. They've got limousines, chauffeurs. Their kids wear the best clothes, go to the best schools. Oh, but those greedy, evil Republicans. I could say greedy, evil Republicans if you can show me all the Democrats that are hurting for money that don't have any money. I don't think so. You know, while the Democrats can fight, they get richer. You lose. If the Republicans and Democrats win, you lose. And that's how I honestly feel. I don't know how you can, there's nothing you're ever going to prove to me that like, oh, Democrats are great and Republicans are bad, or vice versa. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks. Not that this is going to amount to anything, but you know, a Maryland County judge has ordered that the state bar investigate the three lawyers accused of deleting thousands of emails. And if anything, they'll go down. They'll take the fall for her. If it's going to affect her in any way, they will stop it. But if it's not, then they'll just have the three attorneys take the fall. She's not going to. She is above the law. That's what you don't understand. 99% of politicians are above the law. Hillary Clinton could murder someone on primetime television. She could pull out a gun and shoot Ted Koppel in the head, and they would, she'd get away with it. She'd be praised for it.
That's how it goes, though.
That's get old. Oh, that lady just makes you want to throw up. But that's how Hillary Clinton is now. Hmm. Wow, what a game though. I don't know if you saw this, but what a game. Manchester United, as you know, the Champions League started back up, and Manchester United beat Basel 3-0. And during the game, I'm sitting there and I had a day off, and I'm like, yesterday I realized I have today off, and Champions League starts. Cha-ching. And of course, you know, I call up Brandy Jones on WSK, and I message him on Facebook. I said the UEFA Champions League is starting, and I want to get, I want to hear "We Are the Champions" by Queen. And of course, he goes, "What was it? Is this what most people do when they don't know?" They go, "Okay, let me see here." Kyle has requested the EU FA Champions League. For the start of that, he requested, you know, we are the champions. And I'm like, because most people, they just spell it out instead of, because they don't know how to pronounce it. But, you know, I was great. And he's always good at getting requests in and stuff. But it was an incredible game because, well, I guess they said that Pogba has like muscle issues, and who knows how long he's going to be out. And I'm like, oh crap, Fellaini, really? But I'm like, well, UEFA Champions League is European football. It's usually slower paced than Premier League. So hey, we'll just wait and see. Who scores the first goal at 35 minutes in? Marouane Fellaini. I'm like, yes. Yeah. I mean, it could have easily been 5-0. But, I mean, there were shots where, I mean, it's one of those where, like, 2 inches to the right, and it would have not even hit the goalpost and would have went in. 2 inches to the left, it would have totally missed the goalpost. But then Romelu Lukaku, at the 53rd minute, just after the start pretty much of the second half, scored. And they're like, you know, remember, and don't remind me of the 2011-2012 campaign where we lost, when we started out 2-0 and lost 3-2. And then the 84th minute, Rashford clenched it with 3-0. And I predicted, I thought, is it going to be 2? And I said, no. And I was on the United States and said, it's going to be 3-0. What, you know, it's a great way to start. And we were doing things in that game that remind me of the Alex Ferguson era. But I couldn't believe that the CSKA Moscow beat Benfica 2-1. PSG beat Celtic 5-0. That game was a blowout. It was some great goals in that game, if you get to watch the highlights again. Because I found out now that, like, via my laptop and stuff, if I download this app, I can watch, like, a couple of the games at once. It's pretty cool. But Chelsea was a 6-0 winner over SK quarterback, and then Bayern Munich 3-0 over RSC. Wow. Sporting Lisbon was a 3-2 winner over Olympus, and then Roma and Atletico Madrid drew level at 0. It was some great games. I saw the Manchester United one, and I saw some of the Paris Saint-Germain, because it was on Facebook. But I think the way we looked, I mean, I think the quarterfinals are very, very good for us. I think that's a realistic chance for us to get there. I will say this, though. Who ever thought that when Jose Mourinho played for Inter Milan, I didn't think that year they were going to win. Man, if you put money on them winning, man, boy, when you come out, but that's not the case. So I want to thank you so much all for tuning in, because they have like a thing like where if you do the thing on 10 bet and you bet like 10 bucks or whatever, and you can have a chance to win a jersey and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, I might see if I can do this or whatever. And of course, if you win, you get your choice of home, away, or born gray and all this stuff, and going through all this. And it's like, oh, you have to live in England. I'm like, nope, can't do that. But it's still. If you get a chance and you're a United fan, please check out the United Stand if you don't already. It's cool. He's on at 8 o'clock every day. During the transfer market, he was there every morning doing transfer news and stuff. And it's fun. Like, when I'm at work, I'll listen to the watch along, because it's hard to find the game online. So, because at Facebook, they used to have audio. I used to listen to it on TalkSport. Now TalkSport, it's like the game you're trying to hear is not available due to rights restrictions. In every place, it's right restricted now. And they need to figure out my codes for my Comcast, so if I'm at work, I can watch the games. But, or at least just, I don't watch them because I'm too busy. I'll just listen to them and I'll probably get about 1% of the game. But anyways, just remember, folks, you can make a difference. Do something, make a difference. You never know. You could be that lighthouse in someone's darkness. And remember, with the firm reliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge ourselves and our sacred honors. Till this Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.